him, which is Jim Creek.
I'm Jim Creek, and I'm the writer of Lego DC Super Heroes, Justice League, Gotham City Breakout.
That's a mouthful.
I know, and I didn't even say original movie available now on digital HD and Blu-ray on July 12th. Now, got right in time for Comic-Con in San Diego.
Now, technically, this is the fourth in the series, right?
Oh, let's see. Legion of Doom. Brainiac,
yeah.
Cosmic Clash. So, yeah, this is fourth. We did a short called Batman Beleaguered,
yeah,
which is sort of like our little top trial run. And we had a good time doing that. And so we'll do these till they stop paying us, you know, because they're fun.
I have to say, you guys are point on when it comes to, like, getting all ages for this.
Oh, man, thank you.
It's just, I have a 4-year-old son. He's laughing at some of the jokes. But then the stuff you throw in there for us comic fans,
well,
it's great.
Well, you know, in a weird way, that's part of the Warner Brothers animation tradition. When you're a kid and you're watching Bugs Bunny, they're you laugh all the way through. But then there are jokes that are just referential for your parents, or actually at this point your great-grandparents, you know, are making jokes about Jack Benny or whatever. So it's a little bit like that. I mean, I don't want those jokes to be so topical that in 15 years it'll be dated. But yeah, you want everybody to be entertained, because frankly, there are, you know, as you know, there are a lot of superhero movies that not all ages can go to. And if we don't keep that next generation coming in, they might not care by the time they get to be old enough to watch some of these movies.
I mean, personally, I think this has been like the greatest introduction for the DC superheroes, at least, you know, speaking as a father, I think it's been one of the greatest ways to introduce my son to these heroes.
Thank you so much for saying that. And we like to think of it, we're like the gateway drug for DC superheroes. And I think that's right. I mean, these characters, most of them were originally created to be a way to sell really cheap paper to 6-year-old children, you know, and so to eliminate them as a consumer group is short-sighted, you know. And what I also like about it is that we're not doing the simplified versions of these characters. They all come with this ridiculous rich history. I mean, you'll see, you see Batgirl in this, and Deathstroke, and Bane, and all these characters are really complicated. And we get to hear a little glimpse of their histories and how they act. It really is a universe. And I think that is appealing to kids, that they don't just think, oh, it's one character doing with one power that does one thing. It's a world that I could step into, like Harry Potter or Narnia. You know, if I could just find the right little Lego gateway, I could get to the other side, you know?
Well, what really amazes me, like, as a long-term comic fan myself, is, like, you still have the core of the character right there, but you just turn that humor thing up to 11, and it's just like, you know, Superman overplays the Boy Scout, that he's almost naive.
He's naive. He's not stupid. We take pains to not make him an idiot, you know? He's such an optimist that he's not a realist.
Yeah.
And Batman is so careful and cautious that, you know, he is teetering on the edge of paranoia, you know. But they make a wonderful, well, the world's finest team because of it, because they're such opposites. Although I don't think Superman would look at it that way. He would only see the positive. I thank you for saying so. I agree completely. You just take what's, all of those things are in the character, and you just find what's fun about them.
I took your autofocus.
Looking forward to it.
Excellent.
Hopefully you guys got another one down the pike.
I don't think it's that much of a spoiler to say yes. There's more coming. Brian, thank you very much.
Thanks
good to
so
see
much.
You again.
Thanks.